This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishneh Mivarein Kalim Yud Zayin. Tezvav and Tezayin. Zakim Mishneh Tezvav. Isaac Lee Kibble Vikal Makim. Tomei. There's no shear for the kibble of Klei Eitz, Klei Or, Klei Etzim, Klei Sak. Only Klei Cheres have a shear. Isaac Lee, the Mishkav Moshev Mikal Makim. Even for my minute amount of Shechiva. Shiva, do not lean on it or hang from your tummy. Oh, it's a kiss. You make a kiss, some sort of wallet, a bag, or from hide, a matzah, or that's not processed. It's referred to as matzah, like matzah is not processed. Niyar, from paper. Paper is a grass, as it creates. Tummy. This is Niyar's Bechaba Kliyetz. Harimoin, Aloin, Egoiz, Pomegranate, Aloin, to the fruit, Egoiz, and Hashachokum, and Tinoikis, the children that howled him out. Lambod Baham is Ofar. They can use the shell to measure dirt. Skin the kaf maznaim, or to use them as like holding things for a scale, tummy. Sheish lamais v'na machshava. A child that miyachet something for tumah with a machshava alone is not going to make him a kabba tumah. But if it's also a day of maisa, then yeah. The child here did a maisa. The child did a maisa. Okay, we learned Mishnah Tezvav. We learned Pshita Klei Eitz, and I'm a couple of Tumah Torah. The Klei Eitz that we're going to learn our Mishnah, they don't have Tumah D'Oraisa. Name is Naim. The Amachik, Sheishlah, and Base Kibble, Matachis. If you have a stick that's holding the two cups for the scale, or a Machik. Thing that smooths out the grain. Sheishim beis kibble matachis. That they hollowed out. They have a hidden receptacle. That you put in metal to weigh it down. So the Ramayim, the cheaters, make a scale with a hollow opening. And what would the idea be? When they're selling something, they lean the kana to the direction where the merchandise is. The metal, it's liquid metal, goes to that side and makes it heavier. It comes out heavier than it really is, and he gets more money for it. When he wants to buy from others, he takes the kana, puts it, flips it around, ends up paying less. It's a trigger. It's a sneak. Mochik is the kli that we smooth out and straighten the goddess. If you use a heavy one, it's going to smooth it very, very well. And it's going to be less merchandise. If you use something which is light, let's say like a wooden one, and it's not good. It's going to be, you have to sell more. So you should always use the same one. There are mayim. They make it wood, but they have a hollow area. When they sell, they put metal in there. That weighs it down. When they come to buy, they want to use it as its light. The way it is, people that carry heavy loads, they take a metal stick on their shoulders, tie a load in the front, a load in the back. This worker makes it hollow. When he collects money from the Babais, and the Babais is not so on top of things, he hides the money inside. And it says, Baal Bais, you never paid me. Baal Bais says, yes, I did. He says, no, look, where? I don't have it on me. And he hid it. People that are stuck in collectors and their trickeries, they make a hollow area in their staff. They put in water to drink when nobody sees them. On the other hand, when they come to people, they say, I have no water to drink. People want to not pay taxes on their pearls. They hide them in their staff. On top of them, they put a mezuzah. And if they ever get inspected, they say, oh, I just have this little hollow opening for my mezuzah. It gives me extra shmira. Even though the Ikers the Chitzin is not Beis Kibbul, and Beis Kibbul only uses the Prakim, Mai says Toys Toma. Only if I do say it, the halacha, people can learn how to steal. But if I don't say it, they're not going to learn halacha. I think it's not considered a base kibble. My son, the dear Bechim Zaka, decided to say it over. Kisharim Darch Hashem, Tzadikim, Melchim, and Poshim, and Koshalbam. The Torah tells us what's right. Tzadikim, follow it, and Rishon learned to be corrupt.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.